Argus Newsletter, number 2, December 2012. The second newsletter contains articles about the progress during the first year of the Argus project. During the first 6 months, the main effort was on the identification of requirements and design of the system architecture. In the second 6 months, the most significant effort was on the development of a preliminary proof of concept prototype, which was successfully implemented during the summer of 2012 and tested in Paderborn, Germany in September. Article 1. User Requirements Gathering. The Argus project tackles a problem faced by many people with visual impairment in getting from one place to another. We wanted to check that the initial assumed user requirements were correct, and if not, to suggest alternatives. A survey was conducted using a questionnaire answered either in a face-to-face interview or online. There were 82 replies in total, coming from Spain, UK, Germany, Italy and Austria. Additionally to the user requirements, use cases were identified as well. The results of the questionnaires were analysed and then discussed at a user workshop in the UK. The user survey of requirements showed that there was a need for such a system which would enhance the mobility and independence of blind and partially sighted people. The main points emerging from the survey were the monetary value of such a device and how it should be paid for, that users will not use Argus alone but as an aid to route finding, the security and safety of such a vulnerable group is important. It is most beneficial when used in conjunction with public transport information, and that the helpfulness of a sound interface had to be validated by a preliminary proof of concept test. The survey confirmed the main requirements initially proposed for Argus. Article 2. Binaural Sounds. Binaural sounds create the illusion that sounds produced by stereo headphones come from specific directions and distances based on the interaural differences, that is, arrival time and amplitude differential between the ears. This allows users to perceive the position of the sounds, which can then be used to guide visually impaired persons following a route controlled by GNSS. To understand what binaural hearing is, we must know how we perceive the sound from those two inputs, our ears. The sound waves, with their directionality and their amplitude, make our ear-brain system locate sounds using our two ears. We use three different cues between our ears when locating a sound source: amplitude, phase, and loudness. These differences are used in the Argus project to generate virtual sounds, creating another reality layer corresponding to the direction that the user must follow. Although none of these differences acts alone, the spatial location depends on many factors such as location awareness, experience and environment. Even the state of mind is important for sound localization. Article 3. Wizard of Oz Prototype. In parallel to the collection of user requirements, the Argus team developed a tool that allows testing of the system by the easy setting up of different parameters which generate the binaural sound. The Wizard of Oz tool helped to validate the user requirements and also to train the users for the preliminary proof of concept tests. This tool is designed to run as an application on a smartphone. Article 4. User Terminal. The main user interface in the Argus application is the smartphone, which is capable of guiding the user along predefined routes using binaural sounds and position information. The application for the smartphone has been designed to be portable to current dominant mobile platforms, such as Android, iOS, and other mobile operating systems. Within Argus, the users play a major role. Based on interviewing sessions, potential users prefer to use their smartphone as an interface rather than another device. However, current smartphones do not support the position accuracy and integrity required in Argus. Therefore, the project decided to develop a separate localization and navigation module as a black box without any visual user interface which also uses the smartphone internet access for navigation augmentation. The localization and navigation module provides to the smartphone high accuracy position, heading and velocity data required by the users. The key functions of the localization and navigation module are position augmentation for precise position location, quality check to indicate position accuracy, safety relevant integrity check, and additional measurements to bridge GNSS signal outages. Users can customize the system, choosing different sounds and adjusting parameters like volume or information rate. Others will be automatically set up depending on the usage context and environment. The system will self-adjust for the background environment. In addition to the navigation system, an online service will support in-situ routing assistance and a web-based collaborative environment, including a social network. Article 5, Argus Web Services. The route calculation is one of the main Argus features. In order to generate the route from the origin to the destination, two options are available: pre-recorded tracks that can be used, and a routing algorithm that calculates the best path to reach the destination from the origin point. The optimal route is determined taking into account the restrictions or preferences of stored points of interest. Pre-recorded tracks can be natural routes which are available in multi-layer cartography, or those previously generated by other users of the Argus system and published on the social network for other users to make use of them. Furthermore, routes can be supplied with surrounding protection levels through the web-based application. The GeoCorridor function enables additional route supervision by providing the possibility of defining safety zones around given routes. An alarm will be generated if the user leaves the safety zone marked by the GeoCorridor function. Additionally, by means of the dedicated social network, users can include their feedback and publish their experiences while using the Argus system. These personalized annotations become part of the multi-layered data, thus the route calculation algorithm can consider it in further path generations. Article 6, Preliminary Proof of Concept Tests. Preliminary proof of concept user tests were carried out in Paderborn, Germany in September 2012. A preliminary functional prototype with basic functionalities and using beta developments was tested by four expert users with different visual impairments. They participated in these tests to technically assess the concept and inform the project about the results obtained. The outcome of these tests has been very encouraging. All users successfully accomplished the assigned navigation tasks and achieved low deviations from control points. Only 5 minutes training of users was required to obtain good performance with the Argus system. A demonstrative video has been made from the shots that were taken during the tests. This video is available on the project's YouTube and Vimeo channels. One user commented,
"Before the test, I have to admit I was very skeptic that this would work. I was very positively surprised after the first test with the Vibe. The headphones still allowed me to hear the ambient sounds without missing the direction from where they were coming. And the guidance sounds were not interfering with the ambient sounds. The navigation itself was very easy to follow and so precise that I hit two of the cones marking the track to follow. The GPS signal communicated via the binaural sounds was steady and kept me straight on the path to follow."
Article 7, Sound Navigation for the Blind Workshop. The Aura Hotel, located in a small village near Paderborn, is a famous place for holidays, conventions and training, as well as a rehabilitation centre for members of the German Blind Association. Having a close relationship to members of the German Blind Association, Siemens is approached regularly by them to organise excursions and workshops, updating them on the latest cutting-edge technology for the blind and getting them involved in tests and hands-on demonstrations. This year, we were asked again to show them the current results of this project. On October the 30th, a group of 28 visually impaired and blind persons, together with their assistants, visited the facilities of Siemens to finally get their hands, or more precise ears, on the Argus prototype. Siemens decided to limit the number of persons for the hands-on session to 9. After a short introduction, the group was split up. 9 persons got an intensive Argus introductory course to experience the world's most innovative navigation solution. The participants represented the main target group of the project. 2 partially sighted, 4 blind since childhood or blind for many years, and 2 who lost their vision recently. The test showed that the idea is very well accepted, and the current state of the implementation is progressing along the right track to fit the user's needs. Most participants said that they were interested in buying the Argus solution. 2 of them were even so convinced that they wanted to buy the system as it is right away, since they were of the opinion that it is ready to go. The most interesting result is that Argus is also of interest for persons with guide dogs. They thought that the system would allow them to choose other ways to their destination, instead of relying only on the guide dog's trained route. This does not imply that the Argus solution will be able to replace a guide dog, which can recognise obstacles and guide the blind person around them, but the Argus system would take over the guidance. Furthermore, they thought that they would even like to use Argus when walking accompanied by an assistant. Even on familiar routes, the system would make their lives easier, as it is an easy way to find the right directions without the need to count steps or crossings, which is exhausting, especially after a long day at work. The system significantly reduces the required mobility training of people with visual impairments, since they can walk unfamiliar routes alone, even for the first time. One participant stated that she never walked alone outside, only with her husband. After her husband died 1 year ago, she was totally dependent on friends and relatives and stayed in her home for most of the year. Argus would be the perfect solution to regain her independence. And if that isn't enough, in the end, some of the participants took over the position as technical developers by making suggestions how to improve the prototype by adding features like an ultrasound obstacle detection system. Article 8. Dissemination activities. Argus has participated in the following events. AGIT 2012, January 2012 in Salzburg. AT 2012, Assistive Technology Conference, February 2012 in Innsbruck. Galileo Masters Regional Kickoff, June 2012 in San Sebastian. OGD Conference, October 2012, Vienna. ATAG, October 2012, Vienna. ESNC 2012 Awards, October 2012, Munich. European Space Solutions, December 2012, London. Navitech, December 2012, Nordvik. The Argus team has organised the following events. Argus Requirements Workshop, April 2012, Portsmouth, UK. SEATS Argus Workshop, Austria. SAG's Argus Workshop, Paderborn, Germany. The following paper has been published. Assisting Personal Guidance System for People with Visual Impairment. Paper for ISOCARP Conference, August 2012. Argus has had the following media exposure. Articles in newspapers and online news sites. TV broadcast, Telediversia. Radio broadcast, BBC InTouch. Check the project website for continuous updates and news. www.projectargos.eu. And the Argus channels in following social media. facebook.com/projectargus, twitter.com/projectargus, linkedin.com/groups/project-argus-2012. Vimeo.com/4467131. Vimeo.com/ArgosFP7. YouTube.com/users/ArgosFP7. The Argos team attended in November 2012 the Galileo Masters 2012 awards event of the European Satellite Navigation Competition, where the concept behind the Argos system received the GSA Special Prize for the idea presented by Rafael Sola, one of the key members of the Argos project. The idea was submitted with the code name 3D Sound, and it is being developed as an opportunity for the exploitation of the Argos system in collaboration with the new company founded by Rafael. Article 9, Next Steps in the Project. In the next months, the Argos team will focus on the development and integration of the fully featured Argos system prototype. In this phase, the user requirements and the lessons learned at the different workshops and the preliminary proof of concept will be the main driving forces. Additionally, the final user tests of Argos will be planned in detail. The tests will take place at the end of 2013, and the involvement of almost 100 people with different visual impairments is foreseen. The Argos team is working hand in hand with the collaborating user organisations to make these tests a success. Argos expects to participate in the following events: ENC 2013 on the 25th of April 2013, Vienna, Austria, and Site City on the 26th of April 2013 in Frankfurt, Germany. More exciting features of Argos by us and the users will be disclosed in the next newsletters. So stay in touch, we'll keep you posted. Subscribe to the newsletter. In order to get further copies of the Argos newsletter, register at www.projectargos.eu/newsletter.asp. Contact information. Further information can be obtained from contact@projectargos.eu or telephone +34 943 309230. This ends the Argos newsletter number 2, December 2012.